Anyway, good morning, everyone. We're so excited to have Sir Alex Castillo back to give us some insights on how to develop 4 vital managerial competencies. So if you just welcome Sir Alex Castillo.
Thank you very much. I kind of expected Paul Barker to always open these, so I'm really glad to be back here. So how is everybody? Great, okay, 8 of you feel great. How many of you have a management background, okay? How many of you have a graduate degree in management, MBA, okay? Where did you get your MBA? Are you still finished now? Thesis, okay. What about you, Claudette?
Management.
Young undergrad? And you have a graduate degree? Voila. So we have one MBA candidate here. Anyone else? Okay. I finished AB Economics, not management. I don't have an MBA. I wish I had an MBA. And then I was asked to speak to an MBA class. And I said, okay. I didn't realize I knew something about management because of my experience. Okay. What you will hear from me today is from my experience. Okay, so this is very experiential for me. We developed this seminar actually for the business people, and we sell it. Okay, and this is for people who just got promoted to management, say from rank and file to supervisor, or from supervisor to manager, okay? And so it is designed to, we chose 4 managerial competencies because in my experience, these are the 4 that a manager would encounter very often. Not necessarily top management, but management, okay? So it's not that complicated. In fact, it's very simple, as you will see. So let's begin. 4 vital managerial competencies. The first slide that I had there was welcome to management. Can I have that slide? Thanks. What on earth do I do now? I remember at the age of 26, I was a product manager in Pepsi Cola. And one day my boss came to me. And he said, Alex, in this company, you have to learn how to manage an operation. You are a marketing person. You don't know anything about the operations. We are a bottling operation. And unless you learn operations, you will not be promoted to a higher level. And his name was Paul Burry. I said, I suppose, Paul, he was an English-Canadian, I will not be promoted because I don't know anything about operations. Well, that's why I'm talking to you, Sabinya. We want you to become, to learn how to run an operation. I said, how will I do that? Well, Sabinya, you know, we have this wonderful plant in Tacloban, Leyte, and we want you to become the general manager of the Pepsi-Cola bottling company in Tacloban, Leyte. Anybody from Leyte here? No one? Okay. So somebody go, what? Sabinya, yeah. We want you. In fact, go home tonight and tell your wife that you and I had 2 small kids, 2.5 and I think two and one. Okay, little boys, my first two boys. He said, go home to your wife and tell her you're going to go to Tacloban later. Now, my wife was born and raised in Manila. And it's a Manila girl. And so I said, oh my goodness, how do I tell my wife we are going to uproot ourselves and go to Tacloban? So I did. And eventually we moved to Tacloban. And I got to my office. It was a huge office. There were 300 people in the Pepsi-Cola bottling company in Tacloban Leyte. It was in not exactly Tacloban. You live in Tacloban, you commute to Tanawan Leyte. There's a Tanawan that is not Batangas, it's Tanawan Leyte. And on your way from Tacloban to Tanawan, you will see the MacArthur landing site, okay? And which is interesting. There were two tourist spots in Tacloban. One was the MacArthur landing site, and the other is the nakalimutan ko na yung tulay, the San Juanico Bridge. So whenever we have visitors, I ask my wife, where do we take them? MacArthur's Park or San Juanico Bridge? So anyway, got to my office, huge office. And remember, I don't have an MBA, AB Economics. I don't have operations experience. So my college preparation might as well have been AB in dressmaking, because it had nothing to do with how to run a bottling operation. And so I sat down in my office. Remember, I'm the boss now. I'm the GM. I'm the general manager. I'm 26 years old. Okay, I was thinking to myself, this company is insane. I mean, how do you make a 26-year-old brand manager become an operations general manager? I sat in my chair, and that's exactly what I said. Lord, what on earth do I do now? Okay, what on earth do I do now? Which is a common question for people who get to management. So the goal of the workshop is to provide process frameworks, principles, and share best practices to help develop proficiency in four vital management skills. Read this with me. Defining problems accurately, making sound decisions, managing potential problems, and managing projects. I spent 10 months in Tacloban, okay? And there was no TV, no telephone. I mean, you cell phone types, you have no idea how primitive my life was then. The TV signal was very weak. There was one radio station. It was also the community communication service. So if my wife needed me home, I was in Tanawan Leyte, she was in Tacloban. If there was an emergency, literally she would have to send a message to the radio station. And the disc jockey would go something like this, Manager Castillo ng Pepsi Cola, nananawagan po si Mrs. Castillo, umuwi na raw po kayo, may sakit si Mark. That was how things were done, because no telephone, no nothing. I mean, uspa noon, tawag nun? Telegram. We called it Pepsigram. We communicate. So it was so primitive. But first, we were very unhappy, my wife and I. But then we met people, very nice people, and I discovered people in Leyte are very, very warm people, very, very nice people. And in 10 months, by the way, Pepsi Cola ranked. It had 11 bottling plants, okay, all over the country. And they ranked the bottling plants according to sales performance versus target. And I soon found out why I was assigned to Tacloban, because I could not possibly make it worse. It was number 10 out of 11. So, kumbaga, if Alex Castillo messes up Tacloban, it won't hurt the company. It's being run so poorly that you know, we can risk it, okay? So, ako naman, walang alam. And the advantage of ignorance, if you combine it with some humility, maski konti lang, ignorance plus humility is a gateway to transformation, okay? Because, ignorance plus humility plus pressure. Because you better make it or else. You get fired, okay? When you combine those three ingredients, you realize you can learn a lot, which is what I did. I became a learner, okay? Everyone say learner. And by the way, the news is 40 years later, I am still a learner. So you must be a perpetual learner. Everyone say perpetual learner, okay? So I walked around the plant. And when I met somebody, I asked him, what do you do? Okay, so he said, I'm the production manager. Will you tell me what your job is? So sabi ko, take me through your paces. So I would spend the whole day with him, and until I found out what he did. Then I went to the where there are a lot of trucks. I went to the motor pool and I said, "Hey, what do you do?" He said, "I'm the fleet manager." I said, "What do you do?" "I make sure the trucks run and, you know, they deliver the soft drinks where they're supposed to go." Okay. So I hang around with him and till I found out what he did. Then, of course, the sales manager I knew, and he brought me to our, 16 warehouses. So I traveled, I covered Samar and Leyte. So I traveled to Samar. Anybody from Samar here? Okay. And Leyte. And so I found out how difficult the sales job was. Then I met the HR person. I said, "Pareko, what do you do?" "Sabi niya, I'm the personnel manager." "And what does a personnel manager do?" So he told me what he did. I deal with the unions. I deal with administration. I deal with people. I deal with disciplinary action, blah, 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 blah. So I put together everything I learned. 10 months later, believe it or not, Tacloban became number one in the Philippines. Okay, I told the people, you know what? I really didn't believe what I said when I said it first. I said there's only one plant in the entirety of the Philippines that was born to become number one. It's Tanawan because it's in our name. It rhymes with number one. We're the only one that Tanawan number one. And these people were living the life of losers. They did not believe. Well, we're in the boondocks. You know, we're meant to be number 10. I mean, if you have that mentality, you will forever be number 10 or even number 12 out of a field of 11. So we became number one, and I realized, I said, wow, yung pala management. So I'm a note taker kasi, so I took notes. I summarized my thoughts, and I wrote my people these thoughts. And I wrote a letter. It was entitled, Three Cheers for Excellence. And this was 1978, and I was talking about 1979. I said, this is what we will do in 1979 to maintain our number one position. I gave a copy to my boss, who gave a copy to the president. And the president was so impressed that he wrote a letter to all the other plant managers in the country. And remember, I was the bunso, I was the mascot. I was the pinagbabatok-batukan ng mga mas matatandang plant manager. But they received a letter from the president saying, here's a letter of Alex Castillo to his people in Tanawan later, capturing what I believe we should be doing in the Philippines. And I want you to emulate his example. I was so embarrassed. And yet I was also so proud of myself and my team. And so, what's my message? My message to you is this. You can learn to become a manager. Okay? You can learn to become a manager as long as you don't stop. You combine ignorance with humility and the overview of your accountability in your ministry. And then open your eyes, walk around, ask questions, take notes, and try things, okay? Try things. So that's what we will do today. We're gonna try things. These four management skills are not the only ones you need to be an effective manager, but without them, you'll have difficulty just to get near there. The rationale is as follows. A good people manager lacking technical management skills will be a popular manager, but ultimately ineffective. So you could be popular, but if you don't know some technical skills, management skills, hindi ka magiging effective. On the other hand, a manager with a positive attitude and good people skills, but lacking in managerial competence, will be an incompetent manager with a good attitude. So, I mean, attitude is very important, but it can only take you so far. If you have a nice attitude, but you don't have technical skill, ang gandong ka lang. So, you know, you'll be a wonderful person, but you'll be incompetent. And you know, I don't think the Lord will be honored with that. So that's why you need the technical skill of management. Sabi po ni Lou Gerstner, the last thing IBM needs now is vision. We simply have to execute well. In other words, I also say creating ideas is called ideation. Well, ideation is the father of success, but execution is the mother of success. You need to execute well. You need to implement well. I don't care how bright your ideas are. You know what? Anybody can come up with an idea, but few people can execute well. Few people can implement well. And so that's where you need managerial competency so that you can execute. Okay? Question so far. All right. Let's start with competency number one. Defining problems accurately. Say that with me. You cannot solve a problem until you know what it is. Duh. But you know what? We try to solve many problems even before knowing what it is. And that's 80% of the source of problems. Okay? Solving problems without first defining what it is. So, competency number one, defining problems accurately. Accurate problem definition begins when what? The nature of the problem is defined correctly. You can't solve a problem until you know what it is exactly. In fact, you need to know not just what the problem is, but what kind of problem it is. How many of you are married? All right. How many of you have ever quarreled with your spouse? Okay, I expect all hands up, please. All right. Will this story relate to you? Naga-argue kayo ng wife or ng husband mo. Paikot-ikot. And then, either of you, one day, at one time says, teka muna, ano may issue? Ano ang pinag-aawayan natin? And there will always be two versions. The wife version and the husband version. And they are almost always not the same. The husband will say, ay, akala ko ito yung pinag-uusapan natin. Hindi. You never understand me. Have you heard this, husbands? You never listen to me. See? This is the issue, sasabi ng wife. Ayun, akala ko ito. So, you see, you cannot resolve conflict until you know what the issue is. Okay? And sometimes, given any two individuals, there will always be two versions of what the issue is. Ganun din po sa management problems. If you want to define problems accurately, it begins with the nature of the problem is defined correctly. There are three kinds of problems in organizations, in business. What are they? Structure, process, and people. I have racked my brains and I ask myself, are there any other categories of problems? You know, in my experience, kung meron man, and I will be humble to admit that baka meron nga, these three probably account for 99.99%. It's either structural, it's either process, or it's either people. Okay, and we will deal with each one as we go along. Okay, structure, process, and people. What you will go through today is, to me, highly developmental. These are mental or thinking methods, ways of thinking that are excellent to develop. Okay. Hopefully, my hope is that you will never think the same again. Okay. You're going to be methodical in your thinking. And you know why this is very important? It saves energy. It's energy saving. I mean emotional energy, mental energy, and by the way, physical energy. I mean, if all the husband and wife quarrels started with what is the issue, the time of the quarrel will be reduced by 80%. Okay? It will be reduced by 80%. If people just agree, ano ba yung issue? Okay? And so, ako, in my case, as a married person, I have learned one thing. The most important thing I have learned is to shut up and listen. Okay? If my wife were here, she would be doubling up in laughter and shock. Because she would be saying, I think my husband is learning something finally. Okay? What I've learned is to shut up and to listen. And to think, okay? Because in fairness to us husbands, wives are the most difficult persons to read. I am still trying to figure out my wife after 39 years. I'm still trying to figure her out. So you need to keep quiet and listen, okay? So structure, process, and people. Next slide. You first define, then address problems accordingly, okay? That sequence is crucial. 80% of the time, we address problems before we define them. That's why marami tayong rework, o kaya reboot, o kaya reset. Wrong issue. Eh, paano? Eh, tumalun ka na sa problem solving. You know why? Because it's easier. We are action-oriented. You know, biblically, that means we're carnal. We want action. We want, you know, gratification. Because defining problems first, that's too much hard work. That's, you expect me to think? You know? Because thinking is very hard work. So, but solving problems or taking action is gratification, immediate gratification. It's our sinful nature manifest in management. Okay? Rather than thinking and defining the problem first, we want to take action immediately. That's why we get into trouble. First define, then address problems accordingly. What does that mean? Well, if it's a structural problem, you address it by changing the structure. If it's a process problem, you improve the process. If it's a people problem, you intervene by improving leadership and people development. Iba yung sa people, ano? Hindi ko siya, if it's a people problem, you address it people-wise. No. If it's a people problem, 8 out of 10, it's a leadership problem. Are you with me? So when it's a people problem, 8 out of 10, it's leadership. So people problems through interventions aimed at leadership and then people development. Okay? But mark my word, if there is a people problem in your team, one of the first things you should do is to go to the comfort room. Look at the mirror and behold the source of the problem. And by the way, the source of the solution. 8 out of 10 times. At any rate, it's a humble way to go about it. It's a conservative way to go about it. Baka ako ang may problema. And it's a very good, a very conservative way to go. Okay, what are the principles involved? Okay. You cannot solve a structural problem through process improvement or people development. I'll give you an example. A telecommunications company were having problems selling their SIM cards in a certain area. And so they said, mahina yung ahente natin doon. Palitan nyo. Wag naman, boss. I-train muna natin. O sige. Tin-train. Mahina pa rin benta. Maganda yung grade niya sa training, pero mahina pa rin yung benta niya. O siguro, masyadong mahal yung SIM card natin. I-promote natin. So, nag-discount sila ng SIM card. Halos pamigay na yung SIM card. Mahina pa rin yung benta. So, some genius said, why don't we visit the area and see what's the problem? So, they did. And sabi ng mga tao, eh, paano po kami bibili ng SIM card ninyo? Wala naman signal dito. Duh! So, balik sila sa office. How do you solve a signal problem? You put up a cell site. That is structural. Okay? If the problem is structural and you try to solve it through process or through people, maski anong gawin mo, hindi aalis yung problema. Because you are addressing a structural problem in a non-structural way. Okay? Are you with me? Okay? Is it logical? Yeah. But you know what? Managers every day mess that up because it's too hard to think. Okay? The question should always be, what's the issue? What is the problem? In fact, what is the nature of the problem? Is it structural? Kung structural, what is the structure? Okay? And what should we do with the structure? In this case, there was no structure. So we build the structure. So they put up a cell site. The signal improves. Maski gaano ka-average yung salesman, bumibenta yung SIM card. Maski na walang discount, bumibenta yung SIM card. Why? Because the structural issue was addressed structurally. Okay? You cannot solve a process problem through structural change. I'll give an example. In Pepsi, I was walking down the bottling plant one day, and I saw a guy in the conveyor. He was standing beside the conveyor. The conveyor was conveying bottles, empty bottles, going from the washer, bottle washer, to the filler, where they will be filled with Pepsi. The bottles were at that, kasi kanto siya, kanto ng yung conveyor na galing doon, tapos kakanan papunta. No, nandito siya sa kanto. Okay? Bumabagsak yung mga bote. So pinagmasdan ko siya, tinatayin niya yung mga bote pagkabagsak. So sabi ko, pare, anong trabaho mo rito? Ako po yung ano, bottle and tumbler. My job is to untumble the bottles after they tumble. Okay. Punta ako sa bisor. Pare, bakit ka mayroong bottle and tumbler? Eh kasi nagtatumble yung bottles eh. I know that. Why are the bottles tumbling? Ay, masyadong mabilis yung conveyor. Eh, but what? Ba't hindi mong bagalan? Eh, hindi namin makontrol yung motor. Ba't hindi mong makontrol yung motor? Eh, sira yung motor. Ba't hindi mo ayusin yung motor? Eh, oh nga, ano. So, in other words, I found out the way we maintained the conveyors was wrong. They were ignoring some of the motors that would regulate the speed of the conveyors. Rather than get to the root of the issue, which was process, they solved it with structure. They put a human being there to untumble the bottles after they ginatumble. Okay? And I said, I don't have to be a genius to fix this problem. But everyday managers try to solve process problems through structure or people. So, recurring problems. Okay, recurring problems. But ganon? Ay, dagdagan mo lang tao. Oh, di na ayos. Wala nang, yung mga bote, tumatayo na. So, na-solve yung problem. Oh, nga, pero at what cost? Okay, at what cost? Kasi yung taong yon may sweldo yon, may benefits yon, may retirement yon, may sick leave yon, may VL yon, may union problems yon, you name it. Okay? Mahal yon. Okay? So, magkakakareer pa yon. Junior bottle and tumbler, senior bottle and tumbler, group bottle and tumbler, senior group bottle and tumbler. I mean, we will create a hierarchy on the basis of bottle and tumbling. Okay? But it was a process issue. And we were solving it structurally. Mali. Okay? And of course, you cannot solve, third one, people problems. You should not solve a people problem, for example, an incompetent manager, through structural change by adding more assistance. Some of my clients are like that. He is SOO. Alam mo yan? Son of owner. Merong CEO, COO, and SOO. Or a CEO, child of owner. Child of owner, okay? Child of owner is 23 years old. Owner is 70 years old. Sa tingin niya, mamamatay na siya. Kung hindi niya ipasa sa anak niya yung negosyo niya, walang mangyayari. So, pre-promote niya. Imbis na assistant muna, ginawa niyang COO. So, si child of owner ngayon, hindi marunong. Okay? which is a people problem, incompetence. Ah, no problem. Bigyan mong tatlong assistant, which is structural. By the way, if you have a vacancy, what kind of a problem is that? Unfilled vacancy. Structural. It's not a people problem. That's structural. Very good. If we have a person with a poor attitude, what kind of a problem is that? That's people. Okay. This one, structural yan. It was a people problem, incompetence. And they were solving it structurally. Okay. And the implication of that is massive. There will be walang development mangyayari doon. Na ang sasabihin ng mga tao, dito sa kumpanyang ito, hanggang dyan lang tayo kasi maski hindi marunong pinopromote eh. So, ayoko na rito. Well, maraming implication yun. Okay? But we do this in the world, in management, all the time. We solve people problems structurally. Okay, sometimes it's political. Ah, hindi mo pwedeng tanggalin yan. Kasi siya founder eh. O kaya, siya senior, malakas kaya ano yan. So, hindi mo pwedeng tanggalin yan. Eh, paano yung problema natin? Let's work around na lang. Alalayan na lang natin. Which is expensive and demoralizing and ultimately ineffective. So, define what the problem is and then address it accordingly. Is that clear? You know what? It took me 40 years. How come you're learning it in 3 minutes? It took me 40 years to learn this. That's unfair. But you know, I said, I've never read this in any book, by the way. I've not read this in any book. But it changed my life. Structure, process, people. And you will become a calm manager if you have this kind of thinking. Because boss, mali yan. Ay, hindi, ganda. O, sige, bahala ka. Babalik at babalik yun. Hindi nga umubra. Ano nga ba idea mo? Kasi structural yan. Hindi naman, okay, kasi process yan eh. Inaayos mo, not in a process way. Okay, next slide. If structures and or processes are unsound, even extraordinary people cannot compensate for them in the long run. If in your organization there is unsound structure or wrong structure or unsound processes or wrong processes, in many companies in our country, there are organizations that have what we call toxic work environment. Katakot-takot na overtime. Katakot-takot na heroic effort. And when you dig down, it's because, and I, in my consultancy practice, I've noticed this very frequently. It's because there are some unsound structures or lack of structures or unsound processes that are being compensated for by heroic human effort. In those organizations, they are characterized by katakot-takot na overtime. Katakot-takot na great team spirit. I mean, ABS-CBN prides itself, the great teamwork. Pero pag tinignan mo pa, baka naman may structural issue. Baka naman may process issue. So pinagmamalaki nyo, teamwork. Maganda yung teamwork. But baka naman hindi kailangan ganyan mag-exert kasi it's a recipe for burnout. If structures and processes are not sound, but your people are eager to compensate for them, it is a recipe for burnout. It is incumbent upon the leader to identify the structural defects, the process defects, and to address them accordingly for the sake of the people, for the sake of the business, okay? So that life can be sustainable. My mantra in Del Monte was, kasi galing ko Procter & Gamble, Warner Lambert, Pepsi, Warner Lambert, and they were all toxic environments. In Del Monte, I told myself, I will develop a culture, an environment where work can be sustainable. Work and life can be fun. Okay? Because the secret is sustainability. Sustainability. Okay? So, if structures and processes are unsound, even geniuses will burn out. Now look at the last one. On the other hand, read this with me. Ordinary people can extraordinary result indefinitely given robust structures and processes. Okay, I'll give you an example. Call centers are good examples. Okay, I'll give you one of my favorite call centers, Citibank. Okay, the Citibank call center is probably the most efficient call center on earth because of the robust structure. What is the robust structure? It is the electronic system that they have. If I were the last in my class in AB home economics, in the lowest level school in the Philippines, but I happened to pass their entrance exam, I could be the worst, the lowest, weakest student. But because of the robust structure, when you call and you give me your name and I give you questions to identify, to verify your identity, everything about you pops up on my screen. And I can help you solve your problems, no matter my weak credentials in school, no matter how ordinary I am, no matter how, average I am, because of the robust structure, I can be very effective. That's what I mean. Okay? If the structures are robust, if the processes are sound, okay, ordinary people can produce extraordinary results indefinitely. Okay? On the other hand, kung mali yung structure or hindi robust yung process, maski na puro summa cum laude yung empleyado mo, at high energy level types, hindi sila tatagal. Magbe-burnout sila. Okay? And so, in Del Monte, you know, when I got this insight, I said, you know what? We don't have to be the highest paying company in the country. All we have to do is to provide robust structures and processes and create a fun culture so that we will attract the best and the brightest, because it's easy to work for us. It's fun to work for us. It is sustainable to work for us. And it worked. It worked. Okay? So, structure, process, people. Okay. How many people? Yes, question. Murli. Good question. Let me see if I can understand it. Okay. Mike. Sige, pakiulit, Murli.
Does multitask assignment causes incompetencies and, of course, eventually affects the structure as well?
May I request that we ask the question this way? What is multitasking a symptom of? And the definition of multitasking in the question is one person having several job responsibilities. Okay? Rather than it, the answer is yes, but it could also be no. But I think the right answer is, what kind of a problem does it imply? Yeah. It is structural.
It's structure, the answer will be an additional headcount. What if the company could not afford an overhead expense?
Then the question is, can they afford a burnout? You see, many people say, "Og na, mahal yan eh." But they don't see the long-term cost, the real cost. Because the immediate cost is efficacy. Short-term, hindi naman makaya talaga. Long-term, burnout. Yung isang tao doing three jobs, if we lose him or her, we'll have to look for three people. That's a real cost. So, the management leader will say, no, we'll bite the bullet. We will, let's say I'm your boss, and then you came to me with that. I will challenge it. Why are you doing three things? Do we need to do all those three things? Icha challenge ko muna yon. Assuming we settle that, yes, we have to do all these three things, okay, what will happen if we don't can I have one instead of three or two more? So pag-uusapan natin yon. Okay, i-validate ko yung issue. But the way I would approach it is, okay, what kind of a problem is that? And what will it take to solve it? Many managers will not have the courage to do what it takes. I'm one of them. Until I learned that mas mahal yung pagiging duwag kesa dun sa pagiging matapang. Mas mahal yung pagiging duwag. Okay? And I was a coward for a long time. Okay? In Del Monte, I decided to be brave. Kasi kasama ko na si Lord. Sa Del Monte, ako naging Christian. So, and I did a lot of bite the bullet decisions. And the Lord bore me out. Okay? Na maraming ganon. How many people do we have here? 2, 4, 7, 10, 13, 17, 19, 21, 22. Okay. Kung groups of 5, yeah. Dalawang 6, tatlong 5? Dalawang 6. Oh, sige. Can we do that? Groups of 5s and 6. Okay? Anong convenient? What's convenient? Okay? Oh, malayo eh. What about ganito? Paganya, hindi. Mas gusto kito, may mix, may gender mix. Mahirap yung puro babae. May delikado yun. Yeah, I'm just joking. Okay? So sige. You guys form, I need 2 groups of 6 and 2 groups of 5. Tama ba yun? You gotta sit with your group. Sit with your group. You can turn around. Okay? 6, okay? 6. Kayong 5 dyan? 5, all right? Oh, 5 and 4 na lang. 5 and 4. O, sige. Groups of 5 and 4, okay? Walang group of 6. Yeah. One boy. All right? 5. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, can we get one person from here to the group? And there, 4, 4, 5, 5, 6. Five. Yeah. 4 and 5s lang. 4s and 5s lang. 4s and 5s. Okay, one more person there and one more person here. Ito, kulang na ng babae ito. One of you guys have to go there. One of you girls. Okay, 4s and 5s. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. Four, five. Okay na. O, sige. All right. Here's the deal. Elect discussion group leader and note taker. Okay? Discussion group. One discussion group leader and note taker. Okay? So, discussion group leader, sino dito? Now, sino note taker? Note taker, discussion group leader. All right. Discussion group leader and note taker. All right. Leader, note taker. All right. Leader, note taker. All right. Leader, note taker. Okay, good. Okay. What I want you to do is to list down the top 5 or 8 problems in victory. In admin, as you observe them, okay? The top 5 to 8 problems. Yeah. It won't leave the room. It will not be in the podcast. No, you see, the value of this is you. If I give you hypothetical examples, walang kwenta. I'd rather you gave real examples, okay? The lessons that you learn, they have to have immediate application so that you can relate, okay? So, the top 5 to 8 problems as you see them, okay? Top 5 to 8 problems. They could be recurring problems. They could be, we can never achieve this goal kind of problems. Basta, good and bad problems, okay? Basta, problema, something that keeps you up at night, something that makes you uncomfortable, okay? So, what I want you to do, the discussion, listen please, earth to victory, come in, okay? Earth to victory, the discussion group leader and the note taker, the note taker should take the notes. The discussion group leader will present to the class these problems, and we will collect them here. Okay? I will give you 5 minutes. Ready? Go. You don't have to define the nature of the problem. I just want the problem. Don't waste time defining the problem. I just want you to enumerate the problem. If you need more time, raise your hand. All right, 1 minute. 1 minute. Time's up. Time's up. Okay, discussion group leaders. Okay, get a mic. Get a mic. Let's start with this group. Okay? Listen up, listen up, listen up. Okay. Lou.
In our group, we identified 7.
Okay.
So the one is, number one is multitasking.
Multitasking.
There's too many jobs on one person's plate.
Okay. Too many jobs. on one person. Okay. Next.
Number two, no clear job description.
Okay. No clear job descriptions. Clear job descriptions. Next.
Too many meetings. Too many coordination.
All right.
Tama.
Wow. Galing ah.
Okay. Lou.
Number four, too little time for ideations or
for
innovations.
Planning or planning?
No, too little time for ideation. Parang if you have so many time for meetings and then you... Yeah, you can execute it, pero you can't innovate. Hindi ka makagawa ng maganda.
Okay.
You just solve the problem.
All right. Number five.
Lack of time for mentoring and coaching. Pakipatay yung podcast. Paki-edit.
Okay, six.
Pahingi niya, edit ko. Ito, good side naman. Good documentation for transitioning. No documentation for transitioning of positions.
What does that mean?
When there's a new hire and then the old one's gonna transition, walang masyadong documentation or work processes and policies.
All right, 7.
Inappropriate hiring. Parang ano,
wrong hires, you mean?
Relax.
You're hiring the wrong person?
Kasi there's some instances sa group namin na they were there na kasi when the department started. Kahit na wala silang degree or hindi talaga sila ganun competent.
Unqualified people.
Unqualified. Secret. No names will be mentioned.
Okay. Multitasking, too many too many jobs on one person, okay? No clear job descriptions, too many meetings, too little time for ideation, lack of time for mentoring and coaching, no documentation for transitions, unqualified people in some jobs. Okay, next. What I want you to do is to look at these problems, and if it's the same, just tell me if it's the same as the first seven. Okay, Orly.
Sa amin, yung number one, communication.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lack of
communication. Then yung number two namin, pareho yung kay Lalu, multitasking.
Okay. Continue, Orly.
Tapos number three, overlapping of activities and events.
Teka muna. Overlapping, okay. Sige. Dito na. Overlapping. Activities and events.
Yes.
Okay, ano pa?
Budget constraints. Problem namin yon.
Budget constraints.
Yes.
Okay.
Limited facilities and space.
Okay.
And then last, yung volunteer management. May mga, yung mga hinahawakan naming volunteers, may mga issues, so may mga ganun.
Very good. Okay, Orly, very good. Next speaker.
Ours, number one, multiple responsibility versus number of people that you are serving. So maybe it could fall under multitasking.
All right.
Then trap in a daily grind. Parang it could probably fall under too little time for ideation. So you can't think of something else. Eh.
Okay, ideation thinking. All right.
Problem is no avenue for in light of admin for volunteer management. No avenue for training. Yeah, there.
Okay.
And then budget constraints.
Right.
Then lack of time for executing plans. Yan ba? Okay. And then last na.
Teka muna. Lack of time to execute.
Yes.
Lack time to
execute plans and
okay.
And then we want to accomplish many things. A problem, you know. We want to accomplish
too many goals.
Yeah, too many goals, too many events.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, next.
Next.
Sonny.
Good.
Oh, sige, kaya.
Growth in the church is the same. Growth venue size cannot contain a limited facility space.
All right.
No defined processes or job functions. I think we have the same.
Right.
Lack of documentation.
Right.
Okay. Resistance to change.
Okay, wala
of
yan.
The people. Not my department. No, just a disclaimer. It's recorded.
The views and opinions expressed by the discussion group leader.
Yes, I'm just expressing the views of not my person.
Local lang.
Extended working hours.
Extended working hours. Too little time.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Personal overlap of personal ministry and work.
Okay. Too much overtime. Hindi baling overlap, di bale? Overtime. All right.
Internet is so slow. That's why they have to work.
No, before
at
that.
Home.
Before that.
Overlapping of personal ministry and work.
Overlap of personal ministry and work.
Personal ministry and work.
Okay.
Pwede na siguro
dito. Personal ministry and work.
At tapos personal ministry and work. Okay? Ano pa?
Over communication. Too much communication.
I had lack of communication.
I had too much of communication.
Example.
Para for example, if there's a decision, parang before you arrive at the decision, you have to consult with like 50 people. Parang ganun.
Oh, that's not over communication. Bureaucratic process.
Okay. It's not even bureaucratic kasi wala namang...
No. The bureaucracy may not be articulated.
Yeah.
But if you have to consult with 15 people.
Yeah, okay.
Diba? Cool. That is bureaucracy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, which leads to the last one, which is slow decision making and direction.
Ay, isa na lang yun.
Okay.
So isa na lang yun. Slow decision making na lang.
Okay. Yun lang. Next group, please.
Okay, next. Next.
Yeah, disclaimer. Disclaimer.
These are not our personal views.
Since I am HR, this is a group effort, group activity.
It's too late. You are all indicted. Okay, Giselle.
The fact that I hold the mic. First, we understaffed, I think.
Okay. Ito na, understaffed. All right.
Second, lack of volunteer development and management.
Okay, volunteer management?
Yes.
Right? 12. Yeah.
Okay. Complicated finance processes. I again. I invoke my right against self-incrimination. Okay, disclaimer. Whatever I say cannot be used against me. Okay.
There goes
number
your race.
Three,
yeah.
Cascading information in the context or in there already is a decision made, but it stays within the executive decision-making body and it gets translated to the staff an hour before it should be implemented.
Slow cascading.
Yes.
Communication din yon. Okay.
Yes.
Slow cascading of decisions.
Unclear job descriptions.
Okay, meron na yan.
Internet connectivity.
Oh, teka muna. You may sinabi ko sa internet kanina.
Yeah. Yes.
What was it?
Slow.
Okay, so...
The work begins at home. I mean, too.
Don't say it. I'm hiding it.
Oh, yeah. It's not me.
Okay.
Last, EGSI assistance. Too much regulations in terms of...
What is EGSI assistance?
Utility.
Utility maintenance.
Bureaucracy also. Before you...
Give me an example.
For example, one of my groupmates mentioned, I shall not mention her name.
Yeah, let's just hide her. Let's just disguise her under the name of Sony. Sige.
Miss Sony is in the elevator. She needs help with the boxes. And she asks one of our EGSI personnel to help her. And then the response would be, Ma'am, I have to ask, sir, for this.
I got it. All right.
MS.
So let's how about lack of empowerment of okay. Sonny, do we put it in or don't we put it in?
For the record.
Okay, so 19. Okay, let's just say some what do you call it? EGSI?
Third party.
What does EGSI? How do you spell EGSI?
S-I?
EGSI? What does that stand for?
Incorporated.
Oh, okay. Some EGSI staff.
Maintenance.
Disempowered. Yeah. disempowered? Question mark. Kasi, you know, a problem could start as a hypothesis. It could be exceptional. It could be one eggsy person, and that person should be taken out. Or no, hindi naman, trained. Or traded and then terminated. Okay, good. We will keep these problems here. By the way, I asked the people behind to take note of who were telling these problems. Okay. Now, we have an option to take a break now or to take a break 10:30.